Oh man, I'm standing in a very wet field and walking the dog, who's currently sat here at the moment watching some ducks on a pond, who seem to be more than happy with the current weather. It's as if the April showers have come weeks early. It's funny that the wind blowing this way, you can probably hear what might sound like the sea on a stony shore is in fact the motorway. And it's much louder than normal. Certain weather does that. I just wanted to record this while I was out walking to take my mind off the wetness and get my head around. Oh man, this is a field I'm walking in now. Listen to this. And get my head around the coming week. That's the dog, not me frolicking in the puddles. That would be silly. So, this week in social media for me starts with, obviously Mondays is my, actually not go anywhere and do anything but look after my lad at home kind of day, which is always a surprise depending on what the day has entail. And then normally Monday evening I'm preparing madly for what's happening the next day, and the next day in this case, I'm heading up to talk at a DMEX event in Manchester, which is interestingly a modification of a talk I did last year in exactly the same place. I think it's at the White Room again, or is it? I better check that, hadn't I? In Manchester, entitled Social Media Changes Everything. Very positive and optimistic title there. Well, it doesn't have to be optimistic, it could change it all for the worse, couldn't it? But you'd have to be at the talk to find out. And then literally straight after the talk, I'm going to have to insist that questions are asked like now, because I'll be jumping in a taxi, getting to the station, to the only train I can get on, which will get me to Hereford in time that night. And I have to get to Hereford that night, because immediately the next morning, I'm talking at the Borderlines Film Festival, which just sounds like a phenomenal event. Based loosely this year on documentary making, citizen journalism. And I've already previewed one of the films that will be shown, called Burma VJ, and it's deeply, deeply inspirational and just moving. Even though the topic being the difficulty of getting the truth and the news out of Burma's regime, or Myanmar as they want to be called, I really, really was just glued to the documentary. So I'll be talking a little bit there as to the tools that I use when out mobile media making, in the hope that some of the CJs, citizen journalists, or mojos, as I remember Illico from Reuters coining, mobile journalists, which I know he meant it in a different context, but at the time kind of really did my head in how the papers adopted this. We've got mobile journalists. And I'm thinking, well, journalists should be mobile. And then I remembered working at my newspaper when the most mobile the journalist got was to walk over to the fax machine and see exactly what news was coming to them. Now it's mostly journalist mice that are mobile in a lot of our newspapers, as they probably scout around the table on the mouse, looking for tweets containing news. Sorry, contentious subject there. So, that's Wednesday. Thursday, I'm heading back home to have a kind of momentary lapse of reason, probably. No, a kind of a stopgap for me to prepare for Friday's talk, which is in Nottingham, on social media for Berry's estate agents. Are they estate agents? No, they're not estate agents. Take that back. If you're listening, guys, apologise for getting it all horribly wrong. Chartered accountants. And I've just bundled you in with estate agents. How's that? What is that saying in my subconscious mind? We'll find out more when I actually get to meet some of you in the flesh. But on the Thursday, I'm going to probably be catching up on no end of media and content, and just like sitting there unedited, and at least try and throw some of it out. So that it's not just rotting away on a hard drive. Rotting away? Fading away, probably, on a hard drive. And and I'm going to prepare the base for a shed, which doesn't sound very social media, does it? But that shed is going to be one of the most therapeutic things I do this year, because it will enable me to, once again, with chess-like precision, move a lot of the acquired junk that we as human beings like to surround ourselves with into another space, enabling me to reclaim some of my garage, and therefore set the bat bike in more space so that I can leap on it much easier and go out to places when spring and summer arrives, and return my workshop, which is covered in boxes and crap, to its former glory, because I do like tinkering around the vice, and the vice, not with vice, for the perverted minds out there, and making stuff and fiddling with stuff in real solid space. It'd be nice to not, you know, be online all the time and be doing stuff. Got to balance these things out, haven't we? Week after next, do you know what? I have absolutely no idea. I know there's some talks happening that I need to be a part of, and some meetings that I need to be a part of. I can't believe it's March tomorrow. That's freaking me out a bit. And, yeah, day by day, I suppose. So, yes, it's slowly coming together in my mind, even though my mind at the moment is slightly sodden with the tannin of last night's grape indulgence. Great grape indulgence. It's very nice, actually, having people round and having a mini dinner party for four. Feels like not done that for a while. With offline people as well. Although, fascinatingly, the conversation kept going round to Facebook, and how Facebook had, to a certain extent, created a lot of misery for a couple of people around the table. Not myself, ourselves. Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons I'm not a massive Facebook fan. It seems to be old bosses and associates and family and all the people that you may want to differentiate between your what the kind of thing you tweet every day. With that in mind, though, always tweet thinking that the worst person possibly ever that you want to read that tweet is reading it. And I should take a spoon of my own medicine after having tweeted a very disturbing mocked up Scrabble board assembly, which was containing just about every dirty word I could scrape out of my head, and I was tweeted by the mother-in-law saying, "Have you used a dictionary to check those words?" Oh, yeah. What's the virtual term for wishing that the ground opened up and swallowed you? Anyway, I've got to the end of this field. My left hand that's holding the iPhone is frozen, and everything is wet. I've just re-waterproofed this waterproof jacket, and it hasn't worked, judging by the clammy warmth seeping through. Hope you have a lovely Sunday, and maybe just even lying there in bed is doing exactly the same as this is doing for my mind, and that is clearing out some cobwebs, rearranging some actions that need to be done into some kind of workable, visible, recognisable jigsaw. Enough from me. Take care. Bye-bye.